We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have.
Hello, my people.
I played in California.
Waylon's your artist of the day. Your keyword to cash is Destiny. 72881. Destiny. Text that in. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Destiny at 72.
She works at Bonita Flats, right?
She does. Yeah, it's with an I. But this one's with a Y. Destiny with an I is the one that works at Bonita Flats, yeah.
Kara, what do you have for us before I prove Scott wrong?
Okay. A story about a miracle out of Topeka. Woman's house exploded July 19th. On Tuesday, she posted on her Facebook page that one of her cats that was in that explosion...
No way!
...survived and was found all well and good.
Why'd the house explode?
There was some type of storm damage, and there was... Huh? I don't know.
What?
Yeah. They weren't home at the time. Huh? There was a strange smell. The house exploded.
Okay.
No meth? Doesn't sound like it, considering the director of marketing for the Topeka Performing Arts Center.
I was just asking.
It's Topeka.
I knew you were going to say that.
You go meth every time.
We're not all methy.
You go meth every time. I mean, you start. It's like, Rod, when somebody goes disappearing, who do you always ask first? The spouse.
The spouse,
okay,
yeah.
We're going to post this because Kansas.com, that's Wichita, they have a photo of this house. Picture remember the Wizard of Oz, where all that was left was the roof and then her feet under it? That's what this looks like. There's nothing left of
this
house.
Okay, can I ask the obvious question?
Yeah.
How far away was the cat found?
The crews brought in a bulldozer. Rodney. The cat was found in a pipe alive.
Oh, its little ears.
Oh, I thought maybe it got blown.
Now its ears are singed.
Two blocks away.
No. Mr. Tibbs.
Maybe it sought cover in a dryer.
Mr. Tibbs.
It survived. And then her second cat was found in a pile of rubble when they took it to the vet. She's got Miracle 1 and Miracle 2.0.
Well, gee willikers, that's a great story.
You guys.
Look at Mr. Tibbs' little ears. He's got that total cat look on his face, like, what the hell just happened? I love cats.
Gee willikers, I'm still alive.
I'm so happy that she found her cats.
Isn't that cool?
I will post it because you got to see this photo. One of the cats is named Kunimitsu.
Is it Meowvelous?
Yes, Scott. It's what? Meowvelous. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Meowvelous.
I'm just trying to find any cat pun I can right now.
It's a perfect ending.
Right. It is a perfect ending.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, I've been clawing for a great good there news story.
She was just blown away. They found him.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm going to have to dryer my eyes. It's so sad.
You jerk.
All right, go back to arguing.
I've got a lot of stuff going on up in the old noggin, and I got stuff way back there from when I'm in college, and I don't pay attention a lot, but I sometimes I keep bits and pieces of weird things in my head. So I was telling Scott, I know that cities have the right to restrict, under certain circumstances, these protests. And I looked it up over the break. And there are a couple of cases I want to remind you about. In one of the cases, the neo-Nazis won, and they were defended by the ACLU, an unlikely ally, I think we would all agree. Mm. But the ACLU ruled that a year ago in Charlottesville, before they killed that woman, that the city did not have the right to revoke the permit of the neo-Nazis, and here's why. U.S. District Court Judge Glenn Conrad ruled that the man who wanted this permit, the neo-Nazi guy,
Okay.
Has shown that the decision to revoke their permit was based on the content of his speech. So the court a year ago ruled, when the city did try to pull that permit, okay, you cannot do that because, yes, we agree with the ACLU and the skinhead that the decision to revoke the permit or pull the permit had something to do with the content of your speech, which is hate speech, which is protected. So the court said, nope, can't do that. Let him protest. Then this woman dies. Fast forward to today. No First Amendment rights are absolute. This is from lawyers.com. But the right to gather is the only one that includes the most important limit in the actual words of the amendment. The right of the people to peaceably
protest,
assemble. Okay. Peaceably. That's important. It means law enforcement can break up any gathering that has turned violent or, and this is the one I'm underlying, raises a clear and present danger of violence or disorder. That's where they could get them. I could argue that this group, based on their behavior last year, it's the same guy, same permit, same protest, is raising a clear and present danger of disorder.
A lot of people will argue
it's a high standard,
that
but
it
was
really high standard
that did that. It was the whatever you want to call
the Antifa.
Right.
It was them that showed up with bricks in their hands that caused the problem. So therefore, you can't provoke or revoke the permit, but you have to stop these people come to hurt them.
You cannot revoke a permit based on the content of someone's speech.
Exactly.
I absolutely agree with you.
And God, I cannot believe you're actually forcing me to defend neo-Nazis. You cannot revoke somebody's right to peaceably assemble based on the threat that another group that opposes them is going to show up.
But you can if you can prove the group raises a clear and present danger of violence or disorder, and that is not hard to prove, Scott.
Why is it so hard? Let me finish my sentence, and then I want to ask you a question. Why is it so hard to ignore people we disagree with, whether it is horrible anti-Semitism, anti-black, whatever? Why is it so hard in America for us to ignore people we disagree with and just say, you know what, they're crazy, I'm going home and I'm going to watch Looney Tunes with my kids? Here, let me give you an example.
Someone died last year, Scott.
I understand.
If this was just some shoving and some pushing and some mace was brought out, I would agree with you. The standard is clear and present danger of violence or disorder.
Let me ask you a question. What would you tell your children to do if they were in traffic and somebody engaged in road rage with them? What would you tell your children to do?
To not engage, because that person's crazy.
Okay.
And will shoot you.
So if somebody flips off your kid in traffic, mm-hmm, tries to run them off the road, do you tell your kid to stop and say, get out of the car, or try to run them off the road?
No, but you're deflecting, because what you said before the break, Scott, was that the government can't shut it down. That's not true. There is a standard under which they can. And I'm just saying, way, way back in the bowels of my mind, I remembered that standard. It is a high standard, but there is a door, and that door exists for the government to walk through it and say, this is a danger to the community. We are not going to let this happen.
This is not a danger to the community of Charlottesville if everybody just ignores them.
I want to tell you when they cannot shut you down, okay? Courts have repeatedly held that authorities cannot break up a public protest because it slows traffic, inconveniences pedestrians, is annoying, or makes other people mad. However, authorities may prevent or stop gatherings that clearly pose other immediate threats to public safety.
Such as?
I don't know, death?
Well, here's the thing. It's amazing to me that in America, and this goes on both sides, which drives me crazy, You want to, and by you, I don't mean you, I mean the collective you. You want to shut down the protest of any group that dares to say anything you don't like. Suck it. This is America.
Did three people die in the same protest
the
year
before? Okay, first of all, the two police officers who died, died in a helicopter accident.
They wouldn't have been there hovering over the crazy people if the crazy people weren't down
below. It was a helicopter.
Running over a woman to her death.
Dana, the helicopter was not trying to descend into the crowd because some woman had just been run over to her death. Any more than if police officers are dispatched to guard a protest and they're
driving. Police officers were there because city resources have to be deployed, certainly today, now that there's a state of emergency.
At least give me the common courtesy of letting me finish my point. If there was a protest in downtown Kansas City and two police officers were in their patrol car and somehow lost control and ran into a stop sign and died, you would not blame that on the protest. You would say these two officers who had been dispatched to guard the protest died in an unrelated accident. To pin the police officer's death on the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville is a stretch of the imagination, and I think you know that. Now, if you want to say that that woman died last year in the protest because that lunatic got in his car and drove through the crowd, you're absolutely right. However, don't come and counter-protest. Leave them alone. Ignore them.
But it's also their right under the Constitution to counter-protest.
Is it?
Sure it is.
The people who are protesting, as awful and despicable and vile as they are, have gotten a permit to assemble. Antifa, last year, did not have a permit to protest or counter-protest the white supremacist jerks. If anybody had the law on their side, which is hard for me to admit, it was the white supremacists. The counter-protesters didn't have a permit. The protesters did. Now, that's not to excuse their bad and awful behavior.
No.
But the counter-protesters did not seek a permit from the city of Charlottesville to protest the protest. They, in essence, dare I say this, broke the law, as hard as that is for me to admit. 576-7798.
Scott Parks for my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, or a photograph with a grandchild. I know there are moms out there that have put everything ahead of themselves, but now your kids are grown up. And it's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in two appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
I stand alone.
These guys put on a good live show.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see them tonight, man. They're going to be fantastic. Shine Down and Godsmack tonight at Sandstone. So looking forward to this show.
Hey, really quick. Update, we just got an email from the Collier camp. I know a lot of you guys are following this because there's 191 votes that separate these two guys.
190 when you count my ballot.
Yeah, when you count yours. So Scott Parks is one of those provisional ballots that has to be counted and has to arrive by Friday. And I just want to read this update because it's a lot different than we thought. Collier says, the voter might have forgotten their photo identification as required by Kansas law. Your license may have been expired like yours, Scott.
Yep.
By federal law, those individuals are allowed to cast provisional ballots, which are later judged to be valid or not. We estimate there will be more than 8,000 of those provisional ballots statewide in the 2018 Republican governor primary. Some will be deemed not valid, but historically, most of them
That's
are.
Right.
They will then be counted for the first time at public meetings held by county election judges.
And what they do is, Dana, they go individually through every ballot, like mine, and they say, okay, Scott Parks voted in Roland Park at the community center. Mm-hmm. Why was his ballot provisional? He was unaware that his license had expired. Okay? Is Scott Parks a resident of Roland Park? Yes. Did he vote at the right place? Yes. They then count my votes. For the record, if everybody needs to know, I voted for Collier. I voted for Yoder. I think those are the only two of any substance. Those are my two. So Jeff Collier is now 190 votes below Chris Kobach because I voted for Jeff Collier.
Unless your vote doesn't count.
My vote will count only because I had a driver's license
and
that was expired.
Federal law oversees all of this. It says that we have to do this process. We have to let the process play out. I just think it's interesting. There's 8,000 ballots out there.
Mm.
Let's say 6,000 of them are deemed valid.
Yeah. Somebody writes in, and we're waiting for Rod to get back before we get to the news, so we might be just a little bit late on the news. Somebody says, would you allow ISIS to protest? Yes. As despicable as I find that group, yes, I would.
You are allowed to peaceably
protest and assemble. And here's what I would do if ISIS was protesting in downtown Kansas City. I would say, wow, they're a bunch of idiots. And I would ignore them. I would not go to the protest to counter protest. I would say, I hope you find God soon. Like, I hope you get to meet God soon. But yes, if ISIS wants to protest in downtown Kansas City or anywhere in our city, they should have that right. This is America. If we're going to allow Nazis to protest, we have to allow ISIS to protest. We'll get to your calls. JP, Russ, Bear, JR, hang tight. You guys are all coming up next to the newsroom and Karamarkser.
Awaiting the Kansas governor to make a statement about yesterday's primary. We'll have more next.
Man, I know it's been hot, but get on the schedule now with Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Start thinking about fall lawn care and maintenance, all of your landscaping and irrigation needs, and then get on the schedule now for hardscaping. I had a friend of mine reach out yesterday and said, when you're talking about hardscape, who does that again? It's Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. If you are looking for a fireplace, a fire pit, or a new patio area for your home, get on the schedule now. Have that thing ready to enjoy by the time fall and cooler temperatures arrive. Lightning Landscape and Irrigation, an A-plus BBB rating. You're going to love them. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Will he call for a recount? That's the big question for Kansas Governor Jeff Collier, who's trailing Secretary of State Chris Kobach by just 191 votes, with still potentially thousands of mail-in and provisional ballots yet to be counted. There's no automatic recount triggered during a primary, so Collier would have to ask for it and put up a bond to pay for that recount. A federal judge in Texas heard arguments today in a case brought by a coalition of 10 states trying to put an end to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program that protects some young immigrants from deportation. Attorney General Ken Paxton planned to address the media after the hearing, and with the microphone set up outside the federal courthouse, some from the opposing side stopped by to say a few words.
We have been living here for years. Our families have been living here for years. Our communities have made a home here. This is our home. We are here to stay.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana Ryder for Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Ah, they do not wear shirts with holes in them when they come out and work on your front and backyard. Our yard looks fantastic. We have a lush green lawn, gorgeous plantings, that Rainbird irrigation system. Put one of those things in. You don't have to worry about waste. You don't have to worry about hauling that hose all around your front and backyard to water. Have them put in a smart irrigation system and then get on the schedule now if you are interested in landscape, if you are interested in hardscape. Certainly lawn maintenance stuff is going to start up here in the fall. Lightning Landscape and Irrigation does all of it with an A-plus BBB rating. Give them a call, 913-441-3900. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com.
Seeing some sunshine for the rest of today. I'm going to hold on to a low-end chance for showers and a thunderstorm popping up here or there with a weak disturbance brushing the region. Right now, it looks like some of the better chances the further north that you go. Clear tonight and a low near 70. Abundant sunshine building in for tomorrow with highs ranging from the low to mid-90s. Sunny and low to mid-90s on Friday. Another low-end chance for showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon. Sunny and near 90 for the weekend. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
90 at KCI, 91 downtown. It is 90 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
From where I stand, hard knocks and sympathy, the homemade man. But a fire is inside of me. This butterfly will be floating. So I say, without a doubt about it, my way.
Somebody points out, based on the comments I made just prior to the news, but ISIS is a terrorist organization, Scott, and they've declared war on the United States. I would remind you, the Nazis and the KKK are often referred to as terrorist organizations. And the Nazis, through Nazi Germany, most certainly declared war on the United States in 1941. So where do you draw the line? JP in Kansas City. Hello, JP.
Oh, good afternoon. Okay, first off, Scott, I have to agree with you. Yes, they do have a right to protest. Okay, second, last night on PBS, I watched a program that was documenting hate, Charlottesville. And there was a reporter in conjunction with ProPublica. Well, see, the program was Frontline and ProPublica. They were the ones that collaborated to do this documentary, if I can say it
documentary.
Right.
Documentary?
Yeah. You got it.
This reporter, his name was A.C. Thompson, and he started covering the violence that erupted during the Upright March. And in doing that, he started, of course, there was many photographs and there was much film taken of that. And he started looking, okay, this isn't the first time this has happened. Back in 15 at a Trump rally, he saw in some of that film that was taken of some protesters there that were on the alt-right were the same individuals that were involved in Charlottesville. He moved forward to one of the colleges in California. There was two protests. Same thing happened. These same individuals were showing up. Now, they estimated Charlottesville, they had alt-right people coming in from 35 states. So this isn't just a local, local group.
No, it's scary.
Mm-hmm. And it unfortunately, one of the things they got into is the statements that the president made about Charlottesville. It actually, they thanked him for that because that embodied them. Mm-hmm. They gave them the right to be able to do what they're doing,
But if I may, JP, I don't want to turn this into a Trump thing because we do everything we can not to talk about Donald Trump on this program because there's no winning and there's no losing. Trump didn't give them the right to do it. They have the right to do it.
Until you can prove there is a clear and present danger with their demonstration. And all I'm saying is I don't think it would be difficult to prove it this weekend. They've already declared a state of emergency.
But they've declared it for fear. Would you not agree, Dana?
But what's the use of declaring it unsafe and a clear and present danger as people are dying? Oh, wait, I need you to stop over there. And we've now reached clear and present danger.
Right, and you bring up a good
point. Cover that woman's body.
You bring up a good point. I think that what they've done is they've declared a state of emergency to activate extra law enforcement in anticipation or fear that it's going to end up like last year. I mean, there's no way.
Well, and I think when you declare a state of emergency, it opens up channels for resources that you sure might not otherwise have.
Government resources,
financial. Guard.
Right. And so what I think they're doing, because I think you would agree with me on this, there's no way that these white supremacists who plan to rally this weekend in Charlottesville put down in their application for a permit to protest or to assemble, whatever. Fully planned to kill blacks and run over women with cars again.
Right.
I mean, that's not in there. Okay. So we have
maybe in the fine print. I don't know.
Well, I didn't read that part. We have to assume that they claim, whether they intend this or not, we don't know, but they claim that this is going to simply be a peaceful, hateful protest. We're going to peacefully protest about the people we hate, okay? And the state is assuming that other people who disagree with them, Antifa, any other liberal organization, is going to come in and counter-protest against them, therefore creating a scenario where there might be escalated tensions and a fight. And therefore, the state and the city have been proactive and have said, let's just declare a state of emergency right now because we know what happened last year. Let's activate the National Guard, get them in here. The more bodies we have on the street, the less likely things are to get out of control. But I think it is a dangerous precedent when you start telling groups that you, and I, for that matter, disagree with. You and I are on the same page in this. The people protesting in Charlottesville this weekend are the scum of the earth. Yeah. They are the belly of the snake. There's no doubt about it. But I think they should be allowed to protest so long as things don't get out of control. Bear in Roland Park. Hello, Bear.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I think you missed Dana's original issue. She didn't have a question. She didn't have an issue with her First Amendment rights. She had an issue with the city's decision to call for a state of emergency. You could always have extra cops. You can always have the National Guard. Usually declaring a state of emergency is based on some sort of actionable threat. If they had declared a state of emergency in the middle of the protest, they would have broken up the protest. So you can't really have both at the same time. You can't declare a state of emergency and give them the permit. You have to do one or the other. Give them a permit without the state of emergency, or declare a state of emergency because you have information or intelligence from people that might be in those groups who are telling you, hey, they're planning on being violent. This is their plans. We're in this group, so you should declare a state of emergency. Then they can say, okay, well, then we won't give out that permit for that reason because of public safety. You can't do both.
Ooh, I don't know that I agree with you on this one, Bear, and here's why. I think the state is being proactive, declaring a state of emergency.
You're assuming that. You're assuming it.
And you're assuming the opposite.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they declare a state of emergency, it has to be an act based on something actionable. So I would assume that if they're declaring a state of emergency, they have to have a real reason. Otherwise, they're declaring a state of emergency for the wrong reason.
Right.
And they shouldn't declare a state of emergency. They should just give out the permit and have extra cops.
Bear, here's the problem with that. If they don't declare a state of emergency and things get out of hand like they did last year, you would be the very first to call into this show on Monday saying, why did the state of Virginia not declare a state of emergency beforehand and have extra personnel and law enforcement ready to go just in case, because they knew the way this played out last year. Why didn't they just anticipate that was going to be the way it played out this year? They can't win for losing.
No, they can have plenty of personnel without declaring a state of emergency. There's been
you
plenty of riots in St.
Call,
Louis
you
and everywhere else.
You cannot,
but they've done that.
Bear, you cannot call in the National Guard without a state of emergency.
It doesn't mean the National Guard. I mean, you can call in other police forces to keep the area safe.
But Charlottesville,
they do have a precedence based on the fact that there are plenty of individuals from that past march who were actually thrown in jail, who were pulling out guns, shooting people, but they actually missed, who are beating up a black guy in a parking garage. They could say, the city could say, hey, you guys came last time, you committed violent acts, we actually threw a bunch of you in jail. The group could say, hey, those bad apples are gone, they're not here anymore, then they could give them a permit. But if they can't prove that those bad apples aren't gone, or the same people that went to jail are coming back, the city could have standing to say, look, these same bad apples that committed violent acts before are going to be here again. We're not comfortable with this permit. So they have a standing to be able to do something like that.
But you're assuming that it was only the neo-Nazis that committed bad acts. I mean, there
they could not give a permit to Antifa if they want to, because they could say the same thing.
But the city of Charlottesville has a population of 48,000, which is to say roughly slightly smaller than the city of Shawnee.
Okay.
And if you're telling me that the police department in the city of Shawnee, even if they activated every single police officer they had, would be able to monitor and control a massive white supremacist rally, you're crazy, Bear.
If they can't provide that safety, they can decide to not issue the permit because the standards are way too high for them to provide.
The standard is a present danger. A present danger of violence or disorder.
And I'm guaranteeing you that the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, have said in every media opportunity they've had, and I'm surely in the permit request, that they intend to peaceably assemble and have no intention of engaging in violence.
Okay, how about this, Scott? How about we'll just make an assumption and you tell me if it's okay for them to not march. If they were told by, say, an FBI informant that's in that white supremacist group, hey, they're planning on doing something, and then they told the city, can the city decide when they come to get that permit, can the city decide, we're not going to give you a permit because they have that information?
Then why didn't they?
That is your clear and present danger.
You can't do both.
But what I'm saying is,
you can't give the permit and have the state of emergency.
Then why did the city give them a permit? Presumably, Bear, because
they made a mistake.
Presumably,
on one part, they made a mistake.
Please, Bear, Bear, for the love of Christ, let me finish a sentence.
Sorry.
I don't interrupt you.
I'm sorry.
Clearly, if they gave them a permit, it is because your hypothesis about an FBI informant doesn't really exist.
Well, then the state of emergency is wrong. And you could say the same about the other thing. If the state of emergency was done for the right reason, because they have a real threat that they know of, then they made the mistake by giving out the permit. I'm saying you can't do both.
Okay.
I'm not questioning the First Amendment rights. I'm just saying the city is acting improperly by doing both at the same time right now.
Then that's a fair argument, Bear. If you're saying there is no FBI informant, because if there was an FBI informant, you would agree with me on this, Bear, who said, I am embedded undercover with this neo-Nazi group, and they are more than planning violence in Charlottesville. The city of Charlottesville not only would be required, but would be expected to deny any permit for a peaceable assembly.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
And if they give them a permit, they shouldn't have a state of emergency. That you can't have both.
Okay, then that's fair. But here's the problem, Bear, with what you just said. And you and I think, are strangely in agreement here. If they do not declare a state of emergency for fear that this is going to turn out just like last year and people are getting run over and you're saying the governor or the mayor or whomever has to do it, I'm assuming it's the governor, is saying, all right, wait, people are getting run over in the streets, state of emergency, then you have to bring in the National Guard,
right,
which is going to take hours. More violence, more people getting hurt, maybe, God forbid, knock on wood, it doesn't happen, more people being killed. Then on Monday afternoon, we're going to have a conversation about why did the governor of Virginia not declare a preemptive state of emergency, knowing how this would likely end up. Bear, you're right. If all they're going to do is peaceably assemble, you should not declare a state of emergency. But then let's armchair quarterback this on Monday. And I think we're all going to be singing a different tune. 576-7798.
Have I talked to you about the most fantastic new neighborhood in all of Kansas City? You got to go check it out. I had never heard about it. It's called Cottonwood Canyon. If you have not heard about Cottonwood Canyon, you got to go check it out. It's an intimate resort-style community nestled in the woods, smack dab in the middle of stunning wilderness landscape on one of the best new golf courses in America, by the way. You got to see it. I toured the model home, some of the most breathtaking views you will find anywhere in Kansas City. It overlooks creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping, and in the middle of it all, you will find Canyon Farms Golf Club. Just a short stroll to the stunning and award-winning Lenexa City Center. Hop, skip, and a jump to Lawrence, to downtown. It is an amazing location, and it's maintenance provided. Large homes and no maintenance. Lawn, snow, removal, trash, all of that's provided. So you just sit back and enjoy the scenery. Check it out. Did I mention this was the Gold Award winner, the pick of the parade in 2017? Check it out. Prices starting in the 600s. There are a limited number of lots available. Make plans to visit soon for your private tour. 913-492-4444. 492-4444. Or check them out this fall at the Parade of Homes or online at cottonwoodcanyonks.com. cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
You know, something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. I've been out there many times. Dale is a personal friend of mine, and he's just a good cat. His crews are the best in the business. Their reputation, by the way, is so good, they've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's in Blue Springs, and their work, and maybe this is part of it, their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. Simply Red on this Wednesday afternoon. It's a hot day here in Kansas City. JR holding back the in Kansas City. Hello, JR.
How you doing? First of all, it's an honor and privilege to be on such a racially diverse program as Right Info J.
The honor and privilege is ours.
What I was wanting to say, though, is the protest, I see where Dana's coming from. We don't like the group. There was violence. We don't want to have violence at protests. I understand that. But, you know, to say that is to say for our election, for example, there was how many violent protests tied to the election, last presidential election? We're not going to cancel the election because of that. Like it's part of it. You control it the best you can.
All right. Fair, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, it's part of it. You control it the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you would argue that calling a state of emergency is controlling it to the best of your ability.
I would. I don't actually, unlike Bear, I don't have a problem with them preemptively calling a state of emergency just to have people on hand. For example, if there was going to be an ISIS rally in downtown, per the idea from the text line, if there was going to be an ISIS rally in downtown Kansas City, I would expect that would get pretty heated.
Mm-hmm.
I would have no problem if Mayor Sly James not only activated everybody on the police force, but also said to the governor, hey, Governor Parson, we'd like for you to call in the National Guard.
Yeah.
And just have them on standby. We're not saying we want them in the city, but just have them ready to go. Have them, you know, down in South Kansas City, just ready to go if we need them. Let's grab Russ and Lawrence, and then we'll get to the news and your keyword to cash. Russ, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well, good. Thanks.
I have talked with Rod. I had a question, I guess, for both of you. I think history shows that, Black Lives Matter, always violence at those types of rallies. Maxine Waters just came out not too long ago and saying that we should be getting to the faces of our congresspeople. And even though it's mild, we've had violence with that. We have protests of students tearing up our colleges when someone like Milo or Ben Shapiro and Coulter, these people come in. And so I guess we have to, start canceling left and right type spokesmen because we can't monitor those?
I don't know that I would agree with you that there has been violence at all Black Lives Matter protests. I think you are painting with a very broad brush to try to prove your point.
But if your point is, and I don't think you made it as clearly as you may have intended, that there are problems on both sides, you will get no argument from me. Both sides are equally despicable. Keyword to cash is CAPE, C-A-P-E, CAPE, 72881, CAPE, 72881. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Kansas governor not ready to call for a recount yet. More next.
I love me some Jaspers. Went in there a couple of weekends ago with several friends of ours, and then my daughter celebrated her birthday there last weekend. If you have a birthday, a special occasion, an anniversary, check out Jaspers. Let him cook for you. Hey, Tableside Mozzarella Theater is still in full swing. It was one of the things my daughter asked me. Can we get the cheese? Yes, you can get the cheese. One of the only places in the world you will see that mozzarella made fresh right before your eyes, right there at your table. You're going to love it. Hey, he says that char-grilled oyster dish, if you're into oysters, is one of the best menu items they've ever had. When Jasper says that, I believe it. And check out their six-hour slow-roasted pork shank as well. It is Fred Flintstone-sized. You are going to love it. 816-941-6600 for your reservation. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.